News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Ireland needs to place a stronger focus on biodiversity, conservation and restoration to fight climate change. The Climate Change Advisory Council member is Professor Yvonne Buckley, who's on the line now. Yvonne, good morning.
Good morning.
Biodiversity in many people's minds means planting a few wildflowers that might pop to life at some stage during the summer, but it's more than that.
Absolutely. So biodiversity is the variety of life. It's everything from the birds, the bees, the flies, to the plants that make up our ecosystems. So our bogs and grasslands and forests, our coastal systems, our marine areas, they all contain lots of species. And if those species are healthy and with good populations working together in our ecosystems, those healthy ecosystems provide us with really important services, including drawing carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. So they provide us with solutions to slowing down or stopping climate change. But importantly, they also provide us with solutions to deal with the effects of climate change. And we're already seeing those effects in increased rainfall, for example, and more extreme events. So a healthy bog will hang on to a lot of water. It'll slow down the flow of water across the landscape, which downstream actually protects our towns and cities and villages from the effects of flooding, for example. We call these nature-based solutions.
Yeah, there is a way in which we can preserve what we have, but how do we go about restoring what we've lost?
Yeah, so restoration is really important because a lot of our habitats are in very poor condition at the moment. We know this from the regular reporting that we do on our most protected habitats, where 85% of them are in poor or inadequate condition. And to restore those habitats, we can do things like rewetting bogland, for example, stopping the drainage of bogland. We can replant tree species, or we can provide areas where trees can naturally regenerate. And we can look after our semi-natural grasslands and our coastal ecosystems as well. So there's lots of different restoration techniques. It's not a one-size-fits-all. And that's why we need a well-resourced, well-financed restoration plan over the coming years.
What can the state do? What can local authorities do? And most importantly, what can people who are listening right now, what can they do?
Absolutely. So most of the land in Ireland is owned by private landholders. So farmers have a huge role to play in working with nature, and they need to be provided with the resources, the supports, the incentives, the subsidies to actually do that. And then local authorities, again, have a huge role to play because they're on the ground in local communities. And every local authority now has a biodiversity officer, and that's really important for getting local action. And then at the state level, it's not just the preserve of one particular department. It's not just the business of the National Parks and Wildlife Service. It cuts across all of our semi-state companies, such as Bord na Mona and Cuilge. But every government department has a role to play here, because biodiversity is not just confined to protected areas. It's throughout all of our land and sea areas. And that means that we need to know where biodiversity is. We need a land use and a sea use strategy to figure out where we can put developments that we need for climate action, okay, such as renewable energy.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Professor Yvonne Buckley of the Climate Change Advisory Council, thanks so much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.